It's because you weren't here, and I didn't know if you were going to be here, so I had to change the episode. By the way, we are live. At least we should be.
What's up, people? Welcome to Saturday. It's another day of filming this live stream stuff.
With one less person.
Yeah, the fat man is not here.
No, 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 no.
Also, upside is...
Yeah, right there. We got people coming in, so yeah. This setup worked. I was worried about it because they got rid of something on YouTube. They blanked something out that we've been using for, I don't know, 6 years?
What?
Classic stream function.
Oh.
So I turned it on, and there was a whole new stream function, and I was like, shit!
update, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And welcome to new YouTube, bitch. God damn it, Google.
Well, it did that to us one time. We were set to come in and do an episode, and it did exactly that. We turned it on. We got everything ready. Everything was already pre-set up for the stream. We hit stream, and nothing happened because YouTube had changed something, and we had to go in. It took us like an hour to figure out their new system, and we completely missed the show.
It happens. Technical difficulties.
Well, because of fucking Shane, we have to talk about fucking Guyver.
Yeah, we were going to do a much more entertaining episode that people keep asking about.
Exterminate! Exterminate!
Yeah, we was going to do some Daleks today, but we didn't know if we had you.
Now we have to talk about Guyver.
Is what happens when you assume.
I had to assume. What was I going to do? Your fucking phone don't work. You got that new Galaxy S ass.
I don't believe I've heard of this new Galaxy S ass phone.
No, it's like, Galaxy X ass.
So tell me about this new model of phone, and should I get it?
On today's story time.
I'm up for a fucking upgrade.
Yeah, that's right. Seth won't be here today because it's his brother's wedding. So that's why we don't have Seth. But we have the rest of the team that's able to cover fucking industrial vacuum cleaner design. So that will be one of the episodes today. And then,
oh, I know you're looking forward to
we're
it.
Talk
it's your
about,
favorite.
We're going to talk about fucking chest beam shooting awesome guy. Because we talk about him all the time on the show. He makes reference literally constantly on the show. But for some reason, we never actually reviewed him. We've never rated him.
So now
we just mention him all the time.
So now we're going to cover his
because
two movies.
He's not here to defend himself in vocalization, because I can ignore the chat. I blame Seth. Scott's just like,
firing my titty laser.
So we don't have story time with Uncle Seth.
Well, no, Uncle Sorry. No, he already said so. So it's time for story time with Uncle Sario, and his story was extremely short. So I guess it's story time with Uncle Paladin.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So I go and take the girlfriend out to Spirit Halloween yesterday.
Is that mistake number one?
No. I did forget that Northwoods is a pain in the ass to get into from the interstate sometimes if you forget to take the first turn. Because then you have to loop all the way around because you can't turn on that stupid road on a right-hand turn anymore. And I forgot about that.
Yeah, you can't go down scenic anymore. They had too many crashes because they didn't change the street layout or anything.
No,
they just put up a sign that said don't do that.
No, they did add like a little median thing to help block it off to make it more of a straight road.
Oh, I didn't know.
This dumb shit fucking flies up there and just whips around that corner. I was like, that dude's going to die. That dude's going to die, and I'm going to have to listen to my girlfriend panic because she does not like seeing shit like that. I was like,
shouldn't like seeing people die?
No.
Right in front of her?
I don't give a fuck. If they're stupid, let them die.
Dang.
But, so we get the Spirit of Halloween. We're looking, or we get, you know, I parked down there because it's the old Sears.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, we'll just use the main entrance. That's fine. So we go into the mall, and I look.
See, the Daleks are the next
episode. The
Daleks
will be here later.
It's going to happen. Shane's
fault.
We have to talk about Guyver.
They'll be here.
So we walk into the mall, and the first thing I notice is the gates are closed on the main entrance for Sears. And I went, oh, but that's the Spirit of Halloween store. Okay, maybe they're not using the downstairs. That's fine. We'll just go up the stairs. And then I realized, I don't fucking like stairs anymore. Especially while wearing my steel-toed boots, which are basically the only shoes I own other than these steel-toed tennis shoes. So I traipse up the stairs, and I'm about to die because all I do is go up and down stairs at work. We turn real quick to look at the Sears, or look at the Spirit, or the new Spirit of Halloween store.
We always burn out the first 10 minutes, people. It's
gates
just a
closed.
Chance for guys to get in. The chat's asking, what the fuck is going on? We're just sitting on the screen.
So the gates are closed. And I stare at it for a second. I go, those sons of bitches. Because now I got to walk through a little bit of the food court, around the corner of the building on the outside, to go into Spirit of Halloween. I was not a happy person, but I did find a cool cup for you there.
I like how today's story time was Nick is lazy and doesn't like walking.
No, because I had to work last night. And last night sucked.
Cool story, bro.
Yes, we will be talking about Guyver.
I didn't hear you come up with
the episode.
Story.
Yes.
We didn't have a story with Uncle Shane because he was sitting there going,
I just got here. I'm tired.
I am tired.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, do you want to talk about tired?
Okay.
I'm sorry. Did you work last night?
I worked yesterday.
So did I. And last night.
Yes.
I have not slept yet.
Okay, fine. Story time with me. I worked all week. The end.
Dang, man. This story time is amazing. Fucking Shane can weave a tale.
I mean, my mind is fucking blown.
New York Times bestseller.
With a .357 Magnum round. God. That's how my brain's blown, boy.
Damn it, Brad.
No. No, really?
Wait.
Drop
I can't.
That. Drop Hold that on. Fucking knowledge, Brad. Is that a real thing? He said
that.
He managed to calculate the aftermath of the Turbo Megazord finisher.
Aside from puking up Rangers if they're not dead, splattered against the interior of the Megazord.
All right, so let's hear this. Need to know the absolute death that is about to happen to these poor fuckers.
So for the one that posted earlier, yes, we are covering the live-action movie Guyver, not the anime.
Seth calling you guys out on your stories. Seth, I'll tell a big story next time.
A better story. Learn to fucking read, Bill. Seth.
I'm glancing, motherfucker.
I didn't think I was going to have to fucking bust out death by brain bleed or ruptured organs. Or both? I would probably go with the ruptured organs.
Remember, they're seat-belted into their seats, too.
Even better. Liquidization.
Oh, it has nothing to do with what we're talking about today, but...
favorite Transformer? That's easy. The SDF-1 from Robotech.
I guess it does transform.
Yep.
Because
I don't fucking like Transformers.
But look... You fucked me up.
Guyver.
We got a minute. We do. We have 1 minute. I try to burn out the 10 minutes to give everybody a chance to get in here.
It used to just be a few minutes, then 5 minutes.
Now it's 10 minutes.
Look,
all right, Frieza time works differently. Fucking Sentai review time works differently, too.
We got to give time for people to find the stream, especially since today we did not. I did not put that to Facebook. That's not me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Seth.
Seth does that.
Seth.
He already did.
Oh, okay.
We're in. Okay. That's 10 minutes. That's our fracking countdown. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Scott Action Jackson.
I'm Shane.
He's Shane.
He's Shane, and I'm Nick, the paladin guy. Thing.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to fandomnight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay.
So guys, when marketing hits for the Guyver, and you'll see it on the first picture here,
Mark Hamill, Force of the Joker, Luke Skywalker.
Marketing shows Mark Hamill is going to play this Guyver.
Yeah, I remember all this shit. And then I remember seeing it and being like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were still doing this even when it was on TV. That's where I seen it.
Yeah.
And it was still doing that on television where it was like, Mark Hamill, the Guyver. And then I was watching the movie like, where is Mark Hamill?
He's in like one quick scene, isn't he?
No. He's in it.
I don't remember the movie is the problem.
You'll see him in here. You'll see him in here.
I thought he had like one quick scene and then he died.
Well, he did do that, but...
I know he dies. I just can't remember how much he has in the movie.
Okay, so that is... We're talking live, Guyver. We're not doing the animations.
Yeah,
man,
take
a look at that
sweet-ass
lightning mustache, Shane. Lightning mustache.
Do you honestly believe that the mustache grows from the edge of the eyes?
You know what? For this guy, it could. It's an alien. We don't know this, Bill.
Okay.
We've seen some really fucking weird aliens in our days.
And it wouldn't be a...
Honestly, I thought for a second it was a cycloptic alien anyway, so... Look, my eyes suck. I need new glasses, and I'm tired. What the fuck do you want from me?
He wants to show you that he's steamed.
Pressurization complete.
I remember that when the suit would finish off and whatnot, it would. But like,
yeah,
I remember always being like, "What is that?"
Yeah, seeing that, going back and seeing that, it's like, you know, didn't Big Van Vader's helmet do this too? It's like. Yeah, it did.
I don't know. Let's ask Bill. Did Vader's mask do that?
I said Big Van Vader. That's a wrestling reference.
I know exactly what you were talking about. That's why I'm asking
Bill.
I don't
think Bill would really know.
Well, if I remember right, I don't give a fuck.
See?
But yes. Let's turn that off. Because Nick moved my microphone.
Well, I'm sorry. I was liking to read the chat instead of being like fucking leaning on Shane, being like,
I didn't stop to think about it, but he pushed the microphone back so it was real close to the speaker, and I still had the speakers on. Don't matter, though. Bams. Oh, my.
Take a bat to the neck.
Dude. There you go, Shane.
You know, I would normally have a witty remark, but I have nothing.
Would that possibly be Batman versus Guyver?
God damn it, Bill.
I don't think Batman would fare too well.
You don't think so?
The second you started to say that, I was like, he's going to say Batman. It can't be Batman, it's Bat Guy.
Well, that's Bat Guy?
Bat Guy.
Yes, Seth, next. There you go.
Well, I was kind of hoping you guys would zoom in on the picture so you can look at the costume better, but...
Oh, my God. Let's go back and let's do that with this shitty program.
Since we got to review the costumes.
We are going to review the costume. I just hate this program. Zooming in is such a pain in the dick.
Well, of course it is, because the fucking Microsoft.
Well,
Windows.
We can't fix it. Not right now.
Gotta load the
actually,
giant pearl on his
technically
head.
Technically, you can.
How?
You buy out Microsoft and make your own program.
Yes, let us
let's
whip out
that.
The big dick wallet, Shane.
Let's do that.
How much are you pitching in?
What are you talking about? Spencer's got all the money. And that was my joke for you.
Anyway, pearl sensors.
Wow. I guess it's pearlinescent.
There's the image that somehow Shutterstock owns, which I'm not sure how that works, because Shutterstock is a very weird thing to me. Because you could pay to get that shit off this picture. That's what this is. I've used Shutterstock at work for different things. And it's so bizarre to me, some of the things that they claim as their picture, you didn't take that.
You know what would
be
great?
You weren't even a thing yet.
Just go and start flagging all of their stuff. Be like, oh, that's copywritten. Oh, that's copywritten. Oh, that's copywritten. Oh, that's copywritten.
They'll do it with weird stuff. They'll take, like, a picture of Cammy White, and they'll just fucking slap that top thing on it and be like, that's our shit.
You know what? I'm waiting for them to take that picture of you or of creepy Bill Zordon. I'm waiting for
amazing.
That, because the second they do that, it's going to be great.
There
oh, hey,
go.
Look, there's ass plates.
Let's review his ass
plate.
He's got a fucking grandma booty. It's not impressive.
It makes it look like he's wearing granny panties.
He does.
Not even full granny panties. You can tell that there's other, like, skin, arm, whatever the fuck it is. It's like weird granny panty plates.
Granny panty plates.
That's what they are. Granny panty plates.
That's what protects his ass. Granny panty plates.
Unfortunately, it doesn't look like it swoops down to his crotch, so one swift kick from behind right to the jewels, and he's out for the count, kids.
I think if you kick him in the jewels, he'll die horribly.
I'm pretty sure he'll hit the ground. And if not, I'm going to put you in between me and him.
There's some tug-of-war. That's nice.
This is prior to him getting his eyeball pulled out, so...
Yeah, which also does not kill him.
Which, by the way...
It delays him for a while.
All you could do is inconvenience Guyver.
And right now, that's what this is.
That's all it is.
Because he wears that helmet, you can't see facial expressions because that helmet doesn't change. So it just looks like he's completely fucking bored. I don't care.
Also, what were the names of those
Zoonoids or whatever?
The gatekeeper creatures on Ghostbusters. The little dog dudes.
Zool?
No.
That's one of them.
No, Zool was the big goddess dude lady thing, I thought.
You mean Gozer?
No, that was Gozer. God, dude, I am so out of it today.
Holy shit. Vince Clortho's and Zool were the gatekeeper.
That's
and,
right.
And Keymaster,
okay.
I believe.
Mm-hmm. Looks Gate, like yeah. It looks like that. That's.
He even introduces himself
I lost
in
my
her
train
fridge.
Of fucking thought.
She's looking in the fridge like,
Zool,
what the fuck is that? And then he comes up like, Zool. And she's like, what the fuck?
That.
And she slams the door in his face.
Didn't she become,
she becomes that dog.
She becomes a,
she's the gatekeeper.
And he, and
no,
Rick Moranis,
she's not.
No, Rick Moranis is the key master.
It's a sexual innuendo. She's the gatekeeper. He's the key master. Are you putting together how they open the staircase?
Bow, chicka, bow,
now
bow.
You know whose kid that really is. Oh,
anyways,
pull my finger.
It looks like those two creatures decided just to grow normal people bodies.
These two creatures decided to die. They're standing in front of the guy.
Well, they're about to die.
Well, and it also looks like that woman is grabbing those granny panty plates.
Yep. Groping the panty plates.
It's like, man, that's a firm granny panty butt.
Oh, there's your Mark Hamill.
Yep, there
there's
he
your
is.
Cop Hamill.
That's right.
Yeah, he's the fucking rough cop.
Yeah, I'm a granny crap cop.
Which is a load of bullshit, because all
Hamill.
Of their material made it seem like he was Guyver.
Which would have made a better movie. Probably. Maybe, probably not.
I
don't know.
I'm not sure why you wouldn't think so. He would be way more marketable.
Well, yeah.
And
be
look,
better than random cop guy that dies horribly.
But what happens when he can't come back for the sequel, though?
You put it on somebody else because the Guyver is just that orb? It's true.
The Guyver's a living...
When he can't come back for the sequel, then you somehow get Harrison Ford to do it.
That suit's a living suit. That's not just a regular armor.
Yeah, so if he would have come in for the first movie, they would have just passed it on to another person. They would have been no never mind. It would have worked perfectly with the story.
Although, you are fucking durable as shit once you merge with the Guyver.
Yes.
I mean, you can literally die and
okay.
come back.
It's a Hank Hill ass, guys.
Yeah, it's a flat booty. Well, he's got no ass.
Yeah.
Oh,
that man needs assistance.
Yep.
Use
well,
the four. Oh, wait, you're dying.
Give me your hand. I only have one. No, give me your other hand.
Give me your other hand.
It's not strong
enough. Here, take
enough.
My strong hand.
Take
no, give me the other.
Give me the other hand.
No, it's not strong enough. I don't want to touch your weird fucking baby hand.
Okay, so.
So I'm guessing either the poster... Or that one with the shutters thing would be the one with the most coverage of the costume, so.
It depends on how you... Okay, look. Okay, so let's talk about him. The bug thing is very much a Kamen Rider-esque thing. I like the vents that shoot out the steam. If I have to pick something I don't like... I honestly think his head is weird looking.
Well,
in terms of its size.
Alien technology, so.
Yeah. It looks big. It's not that it's not a destructive characteristic, but like, look, something I've always thought his head is incredibly unproportional to the rest of his body.
Well, I mean, when you look at what his neck kind of is. It's like this itty-bitty little thin
yeah.
thing.
And then his head is
he,
really
he looks like
big.
A fucking bobblehead.
Maybe in the live action, but
bobble,
in the
bobble,
anime...
Bobble.
It looked fine. It looked fine.
Well, yeah.
Animation.
That's because in order to put all this shit on his head...
Yeah.
But seriously, he almost looks like a little bobblehead.
Not that it's a big deal. I don't necessarily give a shit about these orbs. I guess the spike thing is cool. I like his face area a lot.
It's very menacing.
They did the good bug eyes. They gave him the weird orb and the forehead thing.
I like the way the muscle works on him, where it looks, he looks monstrous, where that muscle runs down across here and goes into this area and shit like that, and he looks, I like all of that.
The muscles are sticking out of the suit?
Yeah, where it looks like he's fucking inside out or something.
Yeah.
Inside out, man!
I also like when he shoots his titty beam.
Yes.
We don't have a picture of the titty
Which
beam.
We don't have a picture of that yet, where he opens up. This is the 1991 that we're rating. I've always liked his weapon, even though it's incredibly fucking impractical.
What, elbow sword?
Yeah, the elbow sword thing.
It looks like it's handy at times, but...
It's not.
It's more like...
It's
if you want to climb a wall or something, it could be handy. Just use your elbows.
It's cool looking, but I promise you, if we went out into the backyard right now and I gave you that weapon, I will kill you with any standard weapon before you will kill me with that.
Well, yeah, because standard weapon also includes gun these days.
Well, I can shoot at you.
Bang!
I can knife you straight on while you've got to do this fucking Muay Thai jumpy weird fucking gashy thing, and if you miss me for even one hit, you're open as shit. Like, it's an awful weapon.
It's also not practical when you're hanging out with that weapon, because you could be talking like, hey man, hey,
shit, I am so sorry.
I've always got a kick out of this shitty
bitch.
Weapon. But...
Four times this week he stabbed me in the lung.
It doesn't mean anything for him to have a shitty weapon, because he's fucking invincible.
Yeah, he doesn't need... I mean... Half the time he doesn't even fucking use it.
That's what I mean.
It's just aesthetics.
Yeah, it's very much aesthetics. His weapon is awful.
Yes, he doesn't need a weapon.
His titty beam weapon is fucking amazing.
That thing disintegrates your ass.
And machine gun jubblies?
He can basically karate chop you in half. He punches right through people, like punches his hand through their torsos and shit. It's just a gimmick.
I think he scorched one guy's head. Totally.
Yeah, dude, that's what I mean.
He's been completely destroyed and came back. Because you can't technically... I don't know if he can die. The suit, I don't know if it can die because it just regenerates.
I've only seen one anime, and I've seen both the movies. And as far as I've seen...
In the anime, that kid gets annihilated.
Yeah, I've witnessed nothing that actually kills the Guyver. It just comes back.
So far, I've only seen... Actually, yesterday, I went and watched the OVA, the original... anime that they made.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like...
Now, hold on, because you just said OVA.
Yeah. 1986.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the first anime.
Yes, there's two of them. I have...
The series that was 12 episodes was 1989.
Yeah, there's an original...
The OVA was the first thing of Guyver on anime, so...
Usually when people reference OVA, it's like there's... High School of the Dead, and then there's the OVA.
OVA.
So the OVA is not the anime.
It's non-canon.
It's
movie. Like a side story.
Yeah, it's like a side story.
Yeah.
So that what you're talking about is the Guyver animation, because there's a Guyver animation, then they remade the Guyver animation.
In the 2000s.
Was that in the 2000s? And then there's an OVA off of that I know of, and then there's an animated movie that I'm aware of, and then there's these two live-action movies.
I have only seen the remake. Anime.
I've seen the original anime and have not seen the remake.
I know that there's the OVA that was in 1986. There's the anime that was in 1989 called the Booster Armor. And then the 2000s was the Boosted Armor.
I'm trying to remember.
The Boosted Armor was when somebody ran down the road, yanked off the little orb thing, the suit deactivated, and he kept running going, GTA, motherfucker!
Guyver is a bad motherfucker.
But before that, there was the manga, so.
That's how a lot of them started back in the day.
Okay. That's a pain in the ass. The way that definition runs is a pain in the ass. Okay, here's how OVA works. OVA just means it was released straight to video. That's all that means. I just looked up the term from the Japanese definition. If it's an OVA... means it didn't
go to theaters.
It didn't go to TV right off the bat.
It was just like, here, fucking buy this VHS.
It was a lot of those direct-to-video
DVD
Disney movies.
Slash
Blu-ray. That's where I was getting confused, because you keep saying...
This thing was bloody as hell, so...
It is.
Oh, dude, it's a violent...
The original is way more violent than the... It's weird, too, because the remake one in 2000 is not as extreme as the original.
The animations what they did is the animation's crisper.
Yes.
It's brighter. But from what you've told me, it's violent, but just not as violent as the original.
Yeah, the original.
A little
fucking,
less murdery.
Yeah, the original, he rips people literally into pieces. Like, it's extreme.
Well, he's extreme.
Well, Guyver is the alien equivalent of Kasher and Sin. So.
Who has...
Ooh, that'll be an interesting fight.
Who has the...
The what?
The calculator.
Oh, fuck. We're gonna, yeah, I guess I'll do that.
We're going to rate this guy.
Fat man's not here, so I got to do this.
I've always liked this suit.
Yes. There are things we can definitely shit on about it, but
like overall, panty plates.
Overall, it is exceptionally well done.
Now, and you remember in the remake, they had a different, they had another Guyver suit, so somebody else had a Guyver suit that was like all black.
Yeah, there's the.
I don't want to call it the Mark One and Mark Two.
Exactly, I
but
know what you're
the
talking
Mark
about.
One and the Mark Two,
basically.
Yeah, that was in the other anime where
the
they
kid,
have
the kid gets the Mark One. I think that's what that one
so says. Seth already gave a score. He gave a 4.5.
Yes,
Seth
he did.
Seth is giving a 4.5.
Well, Seth is correct.
I'm giving a 4.2.
I'm giving a 4.5. Because I like the
Shane's
suit.
Giving a 4.5.
I like Guyver. Guyver is awesome. The suit is cool. The fact that it's a living organism and not just a hunk of metal.
I'm giving the first movie version a 4.5.
So 4.5 again.
Bill.
Yeah, it works.
So I'm the hater of the group. If I can divide that by 5 and 4.44 repeating, let's go.
Okay, let's talk about the 1994 movie.
Guyver 2.
That was 91 and
Dark
now we're 94.
Hero.
And
Sci-fi's most powerful superhero is back.
Okay.
Kind of strange that you would
classify him as a hero?
Now, does this just reference, here's my question, does this reference sci-fi, as in the genre, or is this the sci-fi, like the sci-fi channel trying to claim that he's the most powerful hero on the sci-fi?
No clue.
Because that's claiming ownership for something.
No, because sci-fi is spelled with the Y's.
Nowadays
it's sci-fi.
Even then, I could have swore they had at least one of them had a Y.
Mm. No. That was actually how it was spelled before.
Oh.
The Sci-Fi Channel was literally that.
Well, yeah. Fuck, I don't know.
Then they changed it to Sci-Fi.
They probably got sued by science fiction authors. You don't know their goddamn thing!
Yeah, he's got a bit more bulk in the muscles now.
Yeah.
This one's not as good as the other one.
I don't think so either.
Now, color-wise...
Now, lighting is a big thing
here. I don't
really like
the color either.
I don't like that he looks more armored and less alive to me.
Yeah, because that looks like it's... I know that looks like that's just a display.
Yeah, but that's the way the...
Right.
The suit was.
Right, but... It's a lighter color. The other color was darker.
There's a little bit more in the actual. Yeah, it's not the same.
It's a bit of a blue tilt, like I was talking earlier about
changing the color. And yes, this is true, because somebody already said it. They beat me to it in the chat. It's true that they're matching the anime more with this suit. This guy looks more like the original anime than the darker, grittier thing they tried to do in the first movie. But since you set your tone in the first movie, trying to go back to make him look like the anime now almost makes him lose some of that edge that you gave him. And most of the people that saw this fucking movie years ago, the first one, saw it because the name Mark Hamill, and they had no idea whatsoever as to who the fuck the Guyver was. The only Guyver they ever fucking knew was Mick Guyver.
Fucking get him a toothpick, a paperclip, some duct tape, and he'll have a fucking rocket launcher ready in 5 minutes or less.
So, like, yes.
Man, put him in the Guyver suit, and then the possibilities are legitimately endless.
As long as he has duct tape.
Yeah, I actually think this suit hurts him.
Yeah,
it's okay. I mean, obviously, we have seen a lot worse.
Right.
But we have seen a lot better as well. So this is kind of like middle of the pack.
Yes. I will say this. The suit, because I'm seeing it here where people are saying it in the chat. And they're right. It still looks cool.
It does.
It's not a bad looking suit, no matter how you slice it.
It just
but I actually
looks
don't
a bit
think,
different.
Yeah, I don't think it's as good as the first.
It doesn't need to be more bulkier. It just needs to be.
It's making me want to watch the anime again. I haven't seen it in a long time. See, there's the black
one. Yeah, there's the second one.
There's the bad guy.
Yep.
With the broken Guybrie in it.
Yeah, I think that...
Because I think it was like a crack in the center thing.
I think that one was unstable.
Wait, was that David Hayter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Metal Guyver, can't be.
Guyver.
Ronan
was
wait
saying that. Solid Snake.
I'm Guyver.
Solid Snake was Guyver.
I was like, wait a minute. What? I had to double check. I was like, is that David Hayter? Holy shit, it is.
Long fucking time ago, Hayter, though.
1994.
Yeah.
I mean, he definitely is aged, but it's okay.
See.
Because we have metal
now,
Guyver.
Your Baraka weapons are a little bit more practical than elbow weapon.
Yes. Elbow weapons.
Now if you look
They're not even elbows.
No, that's a forearm
they
blade.
They come out of his forearm backwards.
Yes. Now, but it looks like it comes out of the elbow in certain pictures.
That makes it even less wieldable.
So hold on. He's the Baraka one, which is the smart one to stab people. He's aerodynamic.
No, because if he runs like Naruto, he has fins in the sky, which would add to his drag.
Who the fuck would run like Naruto?
There's a lot of people that like to run
like Naruto. A lot of people run like Naruto, just
to
piss
me off. Who would run like Naruto that is half intelligent?
Oh, well, I can't answer.
Even a quarter intelligent.
Most of the ninjas on that show.
Every ninja in that show runs like
that. I said a quarter intelligent.
Most of the ninjas on that show.
I don't think I've ever seen a ninja in that show run normally. You gotta throw your arms behind you.
I run faster. No, you're actually causing more drag.
Yeah, they jump around normally, but when it's time to run, it's...
Well, okay.
And just to think...
This suit is not as good.
A couple years later, that man became one of the greatest fucking espionage agents ever.
If he had the Guyver suit, he wouldn't need to sneak. Nobody
could
stop him.
No, I promise you, I promise you, blocking punches, I don't...
Metal Gear.
No, these weapons are awful. I see you trying to be like, well, if he's blocking a punch, and no, you can't... It's coming out of the back of his forearm.
Well, I mean, when it comes to...
And Liquid Snake.
When it comes to who is the better... fucking guy, it's Snake, obviously, but...
Yeah, Sam Fisher doesn't hold a candle to Snake.
But Fisher
Sorry.
Has good espionaging skills.
He's alright. He's got some gadgets. He doesn't have Nikita Rocket Launcher.
I don't know. I would argue that, depending on what we're arguing, Sam Fisher...
Do you play...
I hate to say this. I hate to say this. I do. But Sam Fisher would probably... beat Snake's ass, and Snake would never fucking know that he was even there. Because in those games, Snake deals with blind guards that go, whose footsteps are these? And Sam Fisher deals with a guy in a fucking solid black hallway at the very end of two corridors that looks down there and says, are those night vision goggles? Fucking, they will find the shit out of you in that game.
Because no matter...
Where in Metal Gear, I can run up, punch the guy in the face, and while he's going, what the fuck was that? Run right down the cone of his vision and he'll never spot me.
Or you could just shoot his buddy in the face while they're having a conversation and he'll
keep talking. You can't get away with that in Splinter Cell. They will
Geno
see
soldiers
you.
Are the
because
best.
Because, listen, while Metal Gear Solid is a tactical espionage action game.
Yeah.
Espionage is supposed to be what you're... When they tell you in, like, Snake Eater, don't be seen if you were not...
Whose footsteps are these?
And then you get caught
Oh, they're my own.
And then Splinter Cell, it's more... You're supposed to be stealthy. It's the whole premise of the game.
You know, you could actually get guards locked into a permanent loop.
Yeah, I know.
It's great.
And what was that noise?
What was that noise?
There's so many fucking memes from that game and ideas like that because, like, the guards are awful.
Well, the guards are...
All you need is a truck.
The guards don't mean anything in Metal Gear Solid
right,
3.
Right, Shane?
When you're fucking Nick... And you have to wear a croc hat and shotgun.
Hey, look, all right, motherfucker.
That's not espionage.
When one has gained croc hat and shotgun, one no longer has the viable option to not use both of those as loudly as possible. for an hour and a half and ruined the game for 6 months for Bill.
And
I think you're yelling.
I think you're completely misunderstanding. I don't hate Snake.
Crockhead shotgun killing spree.
Snake has the better game, hands down. He has the better game, the better story, the better character. Everything about Snake is better. But if you were to compare those two guys' games...
Sneaking-wise... Sam Fisher's the better sneaker.
Has to be, because you literally have to be better. You can't just fucking run down the hallway with your croc hat flapping in fucking Sam Fisher game.
Oh, by the way, you also don't wear a shirt.
Yeah.
So fuck the camo. You might as well just run around with a croc hat shotgun naked. Fucking, I'm here to save the world.
He had pants and boots on.
Run out naked.
They call that naked camo.
Yeah, well, it's because his chest was naked.
He just rolls around in the mud. There you go.
Run out with your naked camo, with your croc hat and your shotgun in the Sam Fisher game. See how long you last.
About 5 seconds before they gun your ass down.
They're like, what the fuck is that?
It's a death battle!
remember in Metal Gear Solid, Bill, those genome soldiers are advanced soldiers.
And I know that Death Battle did this fight, and first off, fuck Death Battle. I said it.
Yeah, I kind of have to say fuck Death Battle.
A lot of battles I don't agree with.
Death Battle is fucking famous for spinning the narrative the way they fucking want it. They love to take one aspect, one fucking stupid little fact, and then drop it on you, and then make you try to prove against their facts so that they can make the person win they want to win.
Case in point, Link versus Cloud.
That's a problem, but the other fucking problem, I don't give a fuck. Kirby cannot beat Majin Buu. In fucking possible. If an apple can fall on Kirby's head and that can kill him, he cannot defeat a guy that can literally destroy an entire fucking universe with his right hand.
I mean, you could try to throw an apple at Boo and see what happens.
Yeah,
he'll turn it into chocolate and eat it.
Kirby can die.
And then turn you into chocolate and eat you.
Kirby can die in the very first level against a fucking tree that doesn't move, that drops fucking apples. And somehow he ate Boo, and that's it. We're done here. We're done with the conversation. And I also refuse to believe that Kirby's vacuum suck is any more powerful than the black holes that fucking Boo just flies right by in the anime. Like, there's some black holes out here. It ain't nothing. Like, they love to spin that narrative. Just like when they did with Link versus Cloud, they gave Link all of his equipment, and then they were like, Cloud gets a fucking lightning
Cloud gets
materia.
His Buster Sword and
which is
fire
bullshit,
and ice
which
materia.
Which is bullshit, because if Cloud gets his first sword, if we're playing fair, then fucking dumbass Death Battle should have given Link the fucking wooden sword. I'm sorry. First sword versus first sword. Link got his last fucking weapon. Why the fuck did Cloud not get his last fucking weapon?
Because they use Smash Brothers.
Yeah. Because they wanted to spin the narrative so that people would do exactly what we're doing right now. Fight about it. Fuck that show.
So let's rate this costume.
He gets a 4.
Yeah, I'm going.
I don't like him as much as the original, but I think he's great.
I'm going down to 4.
We went off on a tangent.
We do that. People know.
What'd you give it, Scott?
I haven't yet.
Oh,
I was going to say I like the color change to a more closer to the.
I don't know much about Ben 10, but I'll tell you this: Green Lantern would fucking defeat him because Green Lantern could terraform a planet by itself.
Green Lantern did win that fight.
So I don't even care. Yeah, I heard he did, but yeah, Green Lantern wins that fight without even trying. It's not even a competition.
With sheer willpower.
So, like I was saying, I do like the color change. I don't exactly enjoy the more muscle tone. So, 4.4.
And I gave it a 3.9. So, and we do the divided by the fight is a 4.06. Moving on.
What did Seth give it?
He gave it a 4. He said it like an hour ago, apparently.
Oh, I see it.
Which is very difficult to do, seeming we've only been going for 42 minutes.
It's true.
This was the cool picture I was talking to you about, Bill.
I like this picture. This picture's pretty sweet.
Seth is all over-exaggerating.
Like usual.
Well, I mean, he's not here, so...
That is cool.
I like it.
I like the dark blue better than the lighter blue.
Like from a video game.
The sky baby blue sucked.
I actually,
dark awesome yes, blue is great.
Dark blue, I think, is a better color over powder baby light blue. I don't like that color.
Powder baby light.
Powder baby
blue
light blue.
Thing.
It's my favorite.
Now
color
that's
now.
Menacing. I'm telling you, walking down the street at night going home, and that thing is, and you look over, and that thing's staring at you. You're dead. Just.
I don't know. I might not be dead. He might not be coming for me. I might just wave at him. Just keep walking.
Or I just ignore him because I don't want to die.
Nope, I wave and just keep walking. Like, hey, man, what's up? Just keep going.
Okay.
Now you can die. That's fine. I'm just going to keep walking and be polite.
So that was the Guyver in live action form.
Yep, that's the Guyver episode. We will come back here at 11, so that we could talk 11. About industrial vacuum cleaners. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.